Well, well, well.
Hi, fashionistas.
Do we like that one?
I kind of love it.
Or what if it's just a nichesta or nichesto?
That's harder for me.
Our friend Jamie texted me and she said, I love the show. I'm a fashionista. And I was like, is that it?
Kind of love it.
We're workshopping.
It's been on my mind. It's been on my heart.
Okay.
As Sharif from Rolsic would say, fashionistas.
How you doing?
Just referring to all genders.
Yeah.
How are you?
How is it going?
We are doing actually incredible today because we're killing it in the recordings. This is our second one of the day. And we're about to review Erewhon smoothies.
Cue the music.
Erewhon, what is it?
I thought that we'd start with a little bit of a history lesson, a little bit of a background. What is Erewhon? For Lara and myself, it is the local grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
For the TikTok teens, it is a destination.
Much the detriment of my own personal finances, it is the closest grocery store that I have access to where I live.
Same. Thus, different locations.
Yeah. Thus, it's become my just like go-to pit stop for groceries. And I'm not much of a cooker. Really, since like the pandemic, I just like gave up on cooking. So I'm all about like a pre-made meal situation. And Erewhon really provides the healthy goods.
Yeah, their hot bar cannot be beat. Their tonic bar, which is the home of the smoothies that we're testing today, is also a hot ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to say, it's become, over the years, if you're into this sort of thing, a place to see and be seen.
Are you allowed to eat or drink at the tonic bar at your Erewhon location?
There's not really space for that. It's like right by the elevator. So people sort of congregate around there, but it's really more of you go outside with it or you go into the parking structure and go back to your car.
I'm really sad that they shut down the eating and drinking at the tonic bar.
At the West Hollywood location. Yeah,
because that's a place that I would always sidle up to, specifically when I was feeling under the weather. And I would have my local tonicista named Truth mix me up a flu-fighting batch of Erewhon elixirs.
Back in the day when if you had the sniffles, you would still leave the house.
Yeah.
Now?
Now they wised up to like, you can't sit here while you're sick
right.
And let us serve you.
I used to always order the E3 live shots. I still do. That's sort of my favorite. Blue algae. So good.
But literally every time I go to Erewhon now, the line at the tonic bar is insane.
It is such a scene. It has become such a destination. It's weaved itself into the zeitgeist, not just here in Los Angeles, which it's long been a part of, but now just in popular culture in general, which is why we're tackling this today. So a little bit about Erewhon. It's spelled E-R-E-W-H-O-N, pronounced Erewhon. It's described as a California luxury supermarket chain with 8 locations all in Los Angeles County. They focus on niche, locally produced organic foods catering to a wealthy clientele and offering foods appealing to raw, vegan, keto, kosher, and more with alternative diets. It is known for offering products that are often exclusively sold at Erewhon. Okay, but here's where it gets interesting. The name Erewhon is derived from the 1872 satirical novel Erewhon by Samuel Butler. In the novel, Erewhon, an anagram for nowhere, is a utopia in which individuals are responsible for their own health. Still a small chain with just 8 stores, the brand has been compared to the early years of the Whole Foods market. The Erewhon organic brand was originally a health foods producer with just a single store. In 2011, Tony Antocci bought the company after initially looking into being a Dean and DeLuca franchisee. He currently serves as CEO. Following several years of increasing financial performance, New York-based private equity firm Stripes Group purchased a substantial minority stake in Erewhon in 2019. So here we are.
Here we are. And the whole gist behind Erewhon is, what if we took Whole Foods and made it far more expensive? And that has worked out so well for them. And honestly, as a Dean and DeLuca diehard lover, I'm sad that there aren't more. Is it totally out of business now?
I think it's completely kaput.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
But
as a Felicity fan.
As a Felicity head.
It breaks my heart.
Dean and DeLuca.
Yeah.
But from a financier perspective, very smart.
Yeah.
Because I think things are just moving into extreme niche wellness, organic foods, and that is now the new status symbol, is how well can you eat, or how well can you afford to eat, or how well are you eating regardless of whether or not you can afford it.
So I have some parameters around my Erewhon shopping. I don't grocery shop there.
Oh, no.
That's a no-no. But I obviously, their hot bar, it runs a little steep. It's going to be, I would say, at this point, because they did do a price hike, and it used to be per plate, and now it's done by weight. Just a little fun fact.
I hate when people do weight stuff.
Yeah, and then because all of a sudden they started, like when they were doling out the portion, they'd be like, is this good or do you want more? And then for a while I was like, oh yeah, more. And then I realized, oh, they changed it to an LB.
I'm just realizing that now.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, they're being so generous here. Really being like collaborative with this plate.
Yeah.
No. They're just jacking up.
Exactly.
The price. I love that Erewhon said, you know what? We can't miss out on an opportunity to price hike.
That's right.
Does everyone just decide to all price hike at the same time?
I think that's where we're at as a society at the
moment. Because I'm like now, like, what should I price hike? But then I'm like, am I part of the price hike hysteria?
I mean, if there's a trend to latch on to.
Ask yourself today, how can I price hike?
How can I use it in a sentence today?
Mm-hmm.
So hot bar is great. It's convenient. It's delicious. It's filling. I personally can get about 1.5 meals out of one of the plates.
I love that for you. You are small. You are small, as they say. So I don't relate to
if
that.
If I'm budgeting.
Savvy. Erewhon is it's a deep crutch for me. I'm aware of the problem, but it's also like low on my list of things to fix, because I just told myself, I view my time as a luxury, and I'm like, do I want to spend time cooking and trying to like meal prep and do all this shit? Or do I just want to know that I'm basically throwing away money in order to have convenient and really healthy meals?
And it tastes really good.
Yeah, and it tastes good. So I won't like grocery shop there, but I also don't cook, but yeah. I will get, sometimes I'll do a hot bar meal, but right now where I'm at is their prepackaged salads or
the macrobiotic
bowls.
Salad.
The macrobiotic bowl. Their like vegan taco salad is really good.
The chopped salad.
Or their salmon thing is like a fine foods version of the Chipotle burrito bowl, which has like wild caught coho salmon or some shit like that. That's really good. I get like little teeny guacamoles. I will get chicken breast or turkey breast things just so I'm getting my protein. So I hit up that area, and then I'll get some
of
like
the prepackaged
crackers.
Yeah. We're a big breakfast burrito household. Mm. So that's a big treat from there, is one of the breakfast burritos in the morning. So they have a breakfast hot foods bar. And then around like 11:30 a.m., that switches over into their traditional hot bar, which has some mainstays that are constants, but then they'll switch it up with some chef specials.
Yeah.
And in the Silver Lake one, there's also a pizza station.
Wow.
I know.
That's huge.
It's major.
The breakfast hot bar is also the thing that I've been leaning on the most recently. I can't resist like a breakfast hot bar buffet of any sort.
Well, you're the the expert. You're the resident Tunis expert of the breakfast buffet.
And so it just calls to me, but their egg white frittata is so good. And that's my go-to now after like a workout class. And I'll just go
I'm a breakfast burrito like, all the way. I want to be an egg frittata girl because that seems lighter and healthier. However, if there's a breakfast burrito on the table with a spinach tortilla wrap, I can't.
Yeah, I get that.
I can't deny it.
They make it really easy to eat healthy. It's just hard. Yeah. You get sucked in. You do get sucked in.
And then when it comes to like hot bar preferences, I love the rice balls.
Wow, I've never tried those. Okay. We're on a whole
different zone.
I like our different
Me too.
Hot bar
this
journeys.
Is great.
Yeah.
I love the tofu sticks that have the like
glaze on them.
Like a teriyaki glaze on them. Their salmon is great, but I usually just roast salmon at home and I stop doing the salmon when they price hiked, if I'm going to be honest.
The salmon's insane. It starts at like $29.
Yeah, it's so too much. Like, and it's so easy to roast a
That's something
piece.
That I've thought too. Is
but
like,
they always have various chicken options. So like a teriyaki chicken or like a, there's like a chili cilantro one sometimes. Kind of, or a rotisserie. The rotisserie chicken there is amazing. And then obviously I'd be remiss if not to spend the next at least 3 minutes talking about the buffalo cauliflower.
Yeah.
I have tried most, if not all, of the buffalo cauliflower offerings at every popular restaurant in the Tri-County area. And I'll tell you, Erewhon's is the best.
It is the best. Nothing compares, except I will say Tom Tom's Buffalo Cauliflower Wings, which is a very misleading name because there is nothing buffalo flavored about them
<wing. laughs>
whatsoever and nothing wing-like. But if we're just going name alone, that is the only other one that I honor.
All right.
But that's a whole
I've not even considered that. So I just made a massively false claim.
But it's not technically buffalo flavoring. It's more of like a sesame chicken type of flavoring.
And then here's the other thing that I do. I do love to cook. So I will kind of do an R&D of the various pre-made salads that Erewhon offers. For instance, their antioxidant salad, which is the one with the blueberries and the nuts. Did you have that at my house that one time?
Yeah.
Pre-made
deli salad.
Recreate the salad. So there also is this delicious one with like grapefruit and red onions and avocado. And then there's another one with cannelloni beans and sort of it's all the same base.
I find your salad to be better than theirs.
Thank
I find
you.
Their deli salads to be a little bit on the dry side.
It's great inspiration if you're looking for healthy salad concoctions. It's just like so good to go there and be inspired. So I say like take yourself on a little artist date. Check it out, then recreate it at home. It's if you're into that sort of thing. So I thank Erewhon for providing me with that type of inspiration because I love making salads. It's sort of one of my top five favorite things to do.
I love that.
I love that.
I love that for you.
But here we need to get to the situation at hand, which is the grip that these celebrity affiliated smoothies have on our society at this current point in time.
Who was the first celeb to make the smoothie? Was it Hailey Bieber? Smart
cookie.
Smart girl. Yeah, that blew up the Erewhon space. There were kids coming to LA with their families and saying, I have to go to Erewhon to get the Hailey Bieber smoothie. And that's great for Erewhon, great for the girlies.
Beautiful marketing exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I am so impressed.
Do you remember the like Erewhon sweatpant set that came out?
Sure do.
That was not
Erewhon, affiliated
with
them.
Not affiliated, but
forget the brand that made it. But I actually was at a dinner party sitting across from one of the owners of Erewhon and I was talking to them about it and I was like, why aren't you guys making your own merch? And he was like, we're working on it.
I'm sad to say I've been waiting for the day that I see Erewhon merch that makes me get in a place of need.
Mm-hmm.
But their merch game is really weak. It's gotten better, but it still is, they should put a little bit of budget towards hiring like
us.
Yeah. Or like a serious graphic designer to
it's a missed op for sure.
Huge missed op.
Do you remember when the phrase Erewhon drip was in the zeitgeist?
Yeah.
By shout out to Kanye. He who shall not be named.
I mean,
it's been floating.
It's
also
the forefront of the culture.
Those of us who are fans of You, the store in the second season,
is a bit of an Erewhon.
What was
vibe.
It called? Ann Navarin or whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm.
It was the anagram for Nirvana. So that was the
smart.
They're really giving a little wink and a nudge.
Yeah. Erewhon is a cultural juggernaut and it is laughing all the way to the bank.
Also, side note, before we get into this first smoothie, it did win one of our A pluses for sparkling water.
Yeah. So they do know what they're doing.
For those of you who joined us for that episode, thank you. And secondly, it knocked my socks off. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. And I've even given it to unsuspecting victims and they also are like, oh my god, this is the best sparkling water
they've
I've ever
been indoctrinated
had. Yeah, so Erewhon does a lot of things right, but it also will definitely price hike every single thing
definitely.
That you could get at a regular grocery store with like about a 30 or 40%
so
markup.
It's just I think about going in and being a smart consumer, understanding that there's that price hike, and I think getting the things that are unique and special to Erewhon is the way to go. And then I always like to do just like an Erewhon Trader Joe's hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Throw in a Thrive Market and I'm good to go.
A high-low mix. And I've been doing recon and I think there are hotter people at Trader Joe's. I'm just going to say.
Revenge of the normie.
Yeah. I was like, I think the vibe here is a little bit hotter, a little bit. You could bump your cart into someone. You could do a little meet cute. I think that Trader Joe's is kind of the spot
That's
for that.
Interesting. For years, I said it was really the only good place to find a suitable partner was Erewhon. But I think that the trend has reached such a fever pitch that that might no longer be the case.
Erewhon has a bit of like a don't talk to me vibe. Both I experience that and I feel like other people are experiencing
That's
that.
That's because they got rid of the salad bar.
Yeah.
When they had the salad bar, you could sort of kibitz with people.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
No.
Not in this era.
It's a see and be seen and whisper or wait in line for your $17 smoothie, but yeah. It's not really a place to hobnob.
That's the other thing. These smoothies, we have never tried them before because I'm going to be honest. The price was a barrier to entry and I'm like, I've got a magic bullet at home.
Yeah. The only smoothie that I really have ever craved that someone else makes is the Beverly Hills Juice Company, their
Banana
smoothies.
Manna. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's an OG.
Yeah. And that's also like, you can't make that at home.
Right. I would say before trying any of these smoothies, I say if you're visiting Los Angeles, the Beverly Hills Juice Bar, which is actually in West Hollywood, on Orlando and Beverly, to be specific, that's the place to go. Cash only. And
they take Venmo now.
Oh, they do. Okay, yeah. Good to know. That's a special place. And they make this banana almond sort of, it has like an ice cream consistency, but you get that. And then I always like to get the carrot juice. That's my one that I like to mix.
That's a really good one. I mix whatever their most intense like green juice is.
Yeah, see, I like to keep it on this sweetish side or kind of.
It'll still always be really sweet because of the banana.
Yeah.
But they
milkshake.
Do things differently.
There's something happening. There's
They're
some sort of magic
in there and doing it
so
all.
So you pick out whatever juice you want that they have and then you have them Banana Manna smoothie it. And that is just the last time I was there, it was like around $13.
Yeah, it's probably
and
more
it's,
than
that's,
that now.
Yeah, unfortunately. Sign of the times. Okay, so we're getting into this first one, and I've got to give love and shout out our friends at the most superior nut milk company that there is, Malk, spelled M-A-L-K, because Malk is the exclusive almond and oat milk partner at the Erewhon Tonic Bar. And they were nice enough to send us over two of the smoothies that we're trying today.
Shout out to Malk. You guys are doing the work. I did not know how embedded they were in the Erewhon community. And I've never tried it. I'm always looking for like a good milk alternative. So I'm very excited to have Malk in my life.
Interestingly enough, they are the number one selling plant-based milk brand at Erewhon. And they use only three ingredients. So they are filtered water, organic almonds, and Himalayan pink salt.
A great salt.
They're free of gums, fillers, oils, glyphosates, and carrageenans.
That's huge.
It's major.
The seed oil blowback of 2022 was real, and it made me think twice about what kind of milk alternatives and what kind of specifically oat milk oat milks I'm consuming. So I'm always looking for one that has simpler ingredients and also manages to taste good at the same time.
It tastes good. It's
because that's a tough
clean ingredients. And I actually saw the founder speak one time and sort of talk about the origin story of the brand and how much care and thought goes into it. And I was customer for life after that. So, and also thank you guys so much for helping make the show happen today, because these smoothies are expensive. They are not cheap.
First up is what?
The Mariana Coconut Cloud Smoothie. So this was introduced at the Tonic Bar by influencer turned beauty entrepreneur, Mariana Hewitt. She owns the brand Summer Fridays. But now the smoothie no longer includes her name, and it just says, they just call it the Coconut Cloud Smoothie.
Okay, I'm excited about this one. It's because beautiful. The color is really beautiful. And I love coconut anything. Wow, Summer Fridays. Wow.
So do we say the ingredients first or do we sip first?
Let's say ingredients and price.
Okay. So this is an almond milk base with coconut cream, avocado, almond butter, banana, blue magic, pineapple, vanilla collagen, and vanilla stevia. Choose your own adventure on that pronunciation.
Okay, I'm going to be honest off the bat. I'm not loving a vanilla.
I'm scared element. About the pineapple. I haven't tried it yet, but that makes me nervous.
Okay, should we just go bottoms up?
Sure.
Okay. Cheers.
I like it.
I like it too. It's more vanilla-y than coconutty to me, but I'm getting the coconut.
It tastes really rich in not a bad way, in like a dessert-y treat way.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely, I would say.
In case you guys were wondering what Blue Magic was.
What is Blue Magic, Elizabeth?
So it's actually the E3 Live that I mentioned before. It's an LG, just a different brand. It contains antioxidants that help increase energy levels and may relieve physical discomforts, allegedly, according to the internet.
I do think I'm really liking this because I'm drinking it a lot. My thing about smoothies, too, is like I think some of them are just sugar bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have good ingredients in there.
I would be really curious about the sugar content of this. It does have a beautiful blue swirl thanks to the Blue Magic, and then like a light blue and then like a white from the coconut cream that is just a delight to look at. And I'm probably going to try to copy something like this at home.
Yeah, they definitely do a good job of having a color story with the smoothie. And that's something you don't get at all smoothie places.
I think that's the grab.
But right now, I'm trying to live by, I was following some like fitness person who said that the big hack to like getting really fit is protein at every meal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I really am trying to consider more. And when it comes to smoothies, it's a hard place to get a really solid hit of protein unless you're putting a major protein power in
or there. Like almond butter.
But that really is not going to
happen. It's like a gentle protein.
Yeah, it's like in a tablespoon might have 7 grams of protein. But I'm looking, like I found these protein bars called barbells that are so fucking good. They taste like candy bars. I think they have zero sugar and they have 20 grams of protein in each bar. And that's the kind of protein vibe I'm looking for. low sugar, great taste, high protein.
I am sucking this thing down.
Mm-hmm.
The pineapple taste is really subtle. It doesn't bother me.
I'm going to give this a B plus.
Same.
I would be curious to see if it changes what kind of protein you could put in it to like really maximize, but I'm not mad at it. And I do think it is delicious.
My at-home smoothie lately, I've been adding the Nuco makes a flavorless protein that's also a prebiotic probiotic.
Ooh.
And I add that into a coffee smoothie that I make in the mornings with a 4-sigmatic packet of mushroom coffee, almond butter, banana, 1 date, ice, milk, hey. And yeah, then that a little tablespoon of that protein blended up. Oh, and I put cold brew concentrate in that too for an extra coffee experience.
Nice. I used to make a coffee smoothie that really got things going in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, should we move on to our next?
We shall. We're going to hit it with a Hailey Bieber.
Okay, the Hailey Bieber smoothie is the smoothie that started everything. The first foray into celebrity smoothies at the Tonic Bar.
What I think is cool about this one is that it was released in tandem as a promotion for her Rhode skincare brand, which was promoting this glazed donut look. So this is the glazed strawberry smoothie, meaning your skin should be glazed like a donut,
which is great for some people, but I don't feel like I look my best when my skin is a donut glaze appearance.
Same. I've tried it. It didn't land.
It just looks oily.
So the cost of this one retails for $17, but I do want to point out that a portion of the proceeds from Hailey's smoothie are donated to the Robb School Memorial Fund to provide assistance to families impacted by the tragic Uvalde shooting.
All right.
And I actually didn't know about that tie-in.
That's interesting. I would love to see the books on that. But I do love a smoothie with a purpose.
A nice intention nonetheless. Mm-hmm. So this is Hailey Bieber's Strawberry Glazed Skin Smoothie. Ingredients are as follows. Malk Organics Almond Milk. Harry's Berries Strawberries, Vital Proteins Vanilla Collagen, Neocell Hyaluronic Acid, Zuma Valley Coconut Cream, Erewhon Market Brand Sea Moss Gel, Avocado, Maple Syrup, Dates, and House Made Strawberry Glaze.
This also, I have to say, just from the ingredients alone, seems like even more of a sugar bomb.
Major sugar bomb.
Huge sugar bomb, which cancels out any of the good skin stuff that could be happening because sugar is really inflammatory and bad for your skin. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I'm excited for this one. I'm a little nervous about the sugar.
Yeah.
Sweetness, but
here we go.
L'chaim.
Cheers.
It tastes like a strawberry milkshake. I just got a hit of that syrup.
That is so sweet.
It's too sweet for me.
This is good on a hot, like it came out in the summer. It is great for like a hot summer day if you're craving a strawberry milkshake, which sometimes I do. But there's no world in which this is good for your skin or good for you, period.
It's
zero.
It hit me with such a pow of sweet, but I'm still drinking it.
It's good. It's delicious. Okay, I pulled the straw up into the middle, which is the key.
Away from the syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Here's the thing too. I'm a real Jamba girl at heart.
Old school.
Jamba Juice changed me on a molecular level. I remember when it hit the streets of OKC and I said, my life will never be the same. I must go to Jamba. And their Strawberries Wild smoothie remains to me the best strawberry smoothie that's out on the market. And I think it holds up. It's better than this. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to give this a C-.
Wow. I'm going to give it...
I have a syrup in my mouth.
I'm taking... It knocks off a grade for how sweet it is, just for personal preference. But then it boosts up a grade by just like setting the standard for this like beautiful, overpriced smoothie trend that's bringing all the TikTok teens to the yard. Like, I have to praise
marketing.
Marketing.
I also have to counter that with, do we really want all these teens jacked up on so much sugar?
How else are they going to make content?
And also, I want a beautiful smoothie that could be a Halloween costume or get me a lot of likes on Instagram, but I also want to know that it truly is so, so healthy. And this just is not, I have like a film in my mind, I'm like not, I'm not happy.
The blue magic is just a little less sweet, which I appreciate. But I'm just so enthralled by
you're under Haley's spell.
Yeah, that I'm going to give this a B plus.
I'm under Haley's spell as well, but this is the one thing that I would say has been a misstep.
But you'll say yes to the nails.
I'll say absolutely yes to the nails. Yes to going like a natural brunette hair color with very strategic highlights.
Yes to the Wardrobe NYC collab.
Yeah, yes to cargo pants. Yes to puffy ball sack coats with jeans. Yes to Bottega Veneta, but no to this smoothie.
Okay. Sorry to this woman.
And now we're going to move on.
We are.
To the Bella Hadid.
My name is Bella Hadid. The marketing gods came through. And as listeners of this show will be familiar with Kin Euphorics, which was, I've got to say, one of the most shocking experiences of our non-alcoholic beverage haul, with the highest rated
and the lowest
option
rated.
And the lowest. So it was a real mix of emotion.
Mr. Toad's wild ride of a fucking haul with Kin. And I don't know what to make of that, but I know I don't love it. But Bella Hadid said, there needs to be another model in the game with a Erewhon smoothie. I'm going to do my thing now and make what is called a kinsicle smoothie.
Which is a play on none other than an orange-sicle. And the ingredients include Kin Euphorics High Road, which is a flavor of kin. Om Lion's Mane Powder, which is nice for the brain.
I like that.
Coconut Cult Orange Yogurt, one Rancho Malduco date to be specific.
Oh, I like one.
Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera, Khalifa Farms Organic Milk. They do not have milk.
Khalifa Farms is my favorite oat milk.
Yep.
But it also seed oil central.
I do. I am a Khalifa girl as well. At times, I actually really like their cold brew, but that's for another combo.
Tony right now is hauling the kinsicle smoothie, and I think it's a
big fan. It's an A from Tones. Good to know. Okay, then orange juice, vanilla extract, fresh pressed turmeric, coconut cream, one banana, and mango. These are dancing with flavors that I don't know. Am I okay?
I don't know.
That I don't tend to gravitate towards, but I'm here to try one for the team.
This is already high stakes for the kinsicle smoothie, because I'm now taken back to a place of my other favorite Jamba smoothie, the Mango Agogo, and it has a lot of work to do to beat that.
Midas is so upset that he didn't get any smoothie. Just wait your turn, buddy. We'll get you some. He goes, okay, I guess I'll have some of this lid.
Tony.
The dogs love the smoothie.
Okay, ready?
All right, we're going to try this. Cheers. I taste the powderiness of the lion's mane. That's the first thing I got.
Chalky. Tart. Not as sweet, so not as much of like a sugar bomb, but I don't love it.
As somebody who often smoothies with a mushroom powder, you kind of need to heat it up in order for it to really
absorb.
I've found. No offense, Erewhon. This tastes like something. I think it's the Jamba Juice mango smoothie that you mentioned. That's what it's bringing me back to.
More tart than that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, Mango Go-Go, beats this hands down. You could throw some turmeric in there.
Throw some turmeric in your bag. You're good to go.
The crazy thing about the Erewhon smoothie menu too is that a lot of them incorporate ice cream into them. So there's not... Whoa, Tony.
Tony loves it.
Has gone all in.
Tony he is Bella Hadid.
He literally... This is his most favorite thing. He's activated. He's feeling it. Dogs love Kinsicle smoothies from Erewhon. Humans, not so much. This is an F for me.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe that's a little harsh.
It's okay. Be harsh.
It just is
not... We're not being paid by Big Erewhon. We're fine.
It's not doing it in the powderiness. Even though you feel more healthy drinking this than you do the Hailey Bieber.
This one does feel like cleaner, like fruitier.
It's cleaner. Look, Tony.
Tony is obsessed.
Has been driven wild.
There's Midas one thing. Midas is so stressed. He's like, how do I get
Mighty,
some?
You need some? Here.
Mighty, look.
Midas.
Look. Midas.
Midas. Yeah. Oh my God, he has a little bit on his chin. It's so cute. You're cutie boy. This is dog's favorite thing.
Dogs love it.
Dogs are obsessed.
Get your dog a higher dose PEMF mat and an Erewhon smoothie and they are living.
Fuck a Starbucks puppuccino.
Oh my God, Midas is on his hind legs.
No, dogs are going crazy for this.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Tony gives it an A+. Midas gives it an A+. It's C- to F territory.
I'm going to give it a B-.
How generous I'm feeling. Yeah. But it's a DNR for me.
Okay. Should we hold and then record the rest when we have more smoothies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I have to say the celebrity smoothies that we tried left me somewhat unimpressed.
I'm not dazzled.
I'm not dazzled.
I think my favorite thus far is the blue coconut cloud. I'm just making that name up, but...
I do believe it is the coconut cloud.
Okay.
Yeah, coconut cloud reigns supreme so far.
So far, but we got four more to go.
I know. Okay, so what should we try first? Maybe the one with coffee beans in it.
That sounds great. I could use a little boost.
Okay, this is an activated smoothie. It's $19 and it has almond milk, cold brew, Zuma Valley coconut meat, tocos, collagen, ghee, MCT oil, mesquite, Lacuma, dandy blend, coffee beans, cacao powder, cacao nibs, hemp seeds, dates, cinnamon, toffee, stevia. This sounds...
That's a lot.
It's a lot going on.
A lot of things.
It sounds up my alley taste-wise, but let's see.
Let's see. I like that it's chunky. I know that's a...
I like a chunk.
...thing to say, but I like to kind of chew my smoothie, mm-hmm. So that's always... bonus points if I can chew a little bit, and it's giving that. However, this is like something that I would make at home.
Yeah. Here's the thing that I'm realizing about Erewhon smoothies is that they're all a scam. You could make them all at home and you're really just paying for like elixirs to be put in, expensive supplements. And if you ask people at the FDA and some scientists, they would say supplements don't do shit.
That's right.
So... this is basically paying $19 for coffee, which I do kind of love, but...
That's right up your alley.
This is one of my favorite ones so far.
This
one's
great.
I'm really
great.
Vibing with
I like
this
it.
One. I would go back for this. Or
I love
learn
the
to
chew.
Make it home. Love a chew. I like chewing on coffee beans.
Me too. I love that feeling.
Yeah.
The one thing I think that would turn me off from that would halt me from ordering if I was waiting in line at the tonic bar is the inclusion of ghee.
You're not a ghee head?
I'm not, but I obviously had a bulletproof coffee era, mm-hmm. as we all have.
You know what? I've never had that era.
Really?
Which is shocking.
That is.
But
there's always time.
Can you taste the ghee in
I
here?
I can.
Oh, your ghee meter is going off the chart.
I was like, is that ghee?
No,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
I am adverse to that. It's dairy adjacent. Mm-hmm. And I catch that ghee and that I go, grassy nope.
Ghee.
Yeah. I go, nope.
Nope. Okay. I do love ghee. I like that it smells weird and it's grassy and it's like butter, but not butter. This smoothie is changing my life. It brought me back from the dead. Yeah. I was having kind of a bad day. I also like started my period randomly today. And this smoothie has solved all those problems. But I worry for tonight when I can't go to sleep because I've inhaled like chewed up coffee beans at 2 p.m. But I'm kind of not mad at it. I like this a lot. This is A+ for me.
I'm giving it an A-. Wow. Just minus because of the ghee taste, the gentle ghee taste that I don't know if anybody else would be able to taste.
Yeah. What a refined palate you have.
Thank you. I think, though, don't let the inclusion of the ghee deter you, though.
No.
It's still good.
This is like tastes like a healthy frappuccino, a powerful, health-driven frap. Okay, next up is the Goddess, also $19, featuring raw almond milk, barley, hemp seeds, spirulina, chlorella, tocos, maca, mesquite, lacuma, pumpkin seed oil, cinnamon, vanilla, stevia, xylitol. So really this smoothie, if we're kind of taking out whatevers that are in it, it's almond milk, barley, green stuff, cinnamon. I noticed they put a lot of ice in this when they were making it, which I was like, this, you're scamming me right now.
I just have to say
these prices are wild.
Insane.
I got this smoothie because I love the name of it.
Nope, 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 nope. You could literally do athletic greens at home with a banana and some cinnamon, and that's what this is.
That is a powdery.
Is there E3 Live in this?
No. It literally is just like supplements. It's barley.
The barley aftertaste, I have to tell you, is like a muffin.
I feel like a horse, and I'm not angry at that. And I do like barley tea is the thing. Have you ever drank that Korean barley tea?
Yes.
That's really good, and apparently it's really good for you. So even in the summertime, I might brew like an ice-cold pitcher of barley tea and then just be sipping on that through the day. But I didn't come to this smoothie to get a barley vibe. This is an F.
It's an F.
This is a big fat F. How dare they? How goddamn dare you? I can't overstate how much ice was in this smoothie where I was like, there's no way that this is going to be what I crave. Not my goddess. I don't recognize that religion. Tony.
So one of them that we're not trying is the turmeric crush. And I know that one to be delicious. Not in today's haul, but maybe for a round two one day.
Yeah, I was on the fence about getting it because I was also like, is this too much like the Kinsicle? But the turmeric crush is actually the more reasonably priced, $13. Orange juice, carrot juice, pineapple, mango, turmeric, ginger, lemon juice, beet juice. That does sound actually pretty good. Harder to make that at home. You might be better off just going to Erewhon and getting that.
This is how we did as a personal assistant back in the day. This is how you
present
a drink by ripping half of the straw wrapper off.
You do not touch the guest straw. So now we're moving on to the peanut butter blast. It's a reasonable $12 featuring raw almond milk, banana, peanut butter, cacao, whey protein. Simple.
Classic.
Let's see.
It's GNC, it's Earth Bar, it's all of them.
This hasn't reinvented the wheel.
No.
But it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always down for a post-workout smoothie protein blast, Tony.
This is a perfect example of something that you experience at Erewhon once and then you go home and recreate it.
Mm-hmm. I give this an A. Or B+, just because every smoothie place has some version of this and they kind of just all taste the same no matter who's making it.
Yeah, they're not reinventing the wheel. The price point is not disgusting me.
Mm-hmm.
B plus.
Yeah.
Okay. We've come to that point. The final, final.
Ending things on more of a high note, hopefully. This one is the Coconut Dream. It features coconut water, raw almond milk, banana, kale, Zuma Valley coconut meat, dates, and cinnamon. This is also
a classic.
Yeah. This is when I think of like a green smoothie, my mind goes to whatever this is. Color wise, consistency wise.
Lived in West Hollywood and was just lurking at Erewhon every day. Just like getting myself together, collecting myself at the Erewhon just to take a breather. This is what I used to order.
Yeah.
Hey, this is great. This tastes like Los Angeles.
This is too sweet for me.
Oh, interesting.
I do. The flavor profile is what I was expecting and seeking. There used to be this great little juice and smoothie place on Melrose called Liquid Juice Bar. And they had the best green smoothie. And I devoted a good chunk of my life to like figuring out exactly what made their smoothie so good and then recreating it at home. And it was actually incredibly easy to do.
Yeah, you just need to have all the little accoutrement type things.
Yeah. And coconut meat was hard to find, but the secret I found is coconut butter. Because that has the little tiny chunks of meat and it's creamy and coconutty.
So good.
That, kale, banana, coconut water.
I will agree with you that this is quite sweet, but it's just that core memory unlocking that is making me enjoy it so much. I think that this one's great, but again, very easy to recreate at home. Guys, we hope that we saved you. Some legwork, some funds, some thought when visiting the Los Angeles Erewhon Tonic Bar.
Yeah.
That's the goal for today, and I think that we did it.
What would your rating of this last one be?
A B plus.
B plus for memories?
Yeah.
I'm going C minus for sweetness, and I'm just angry at that other green smoothie. So, yeah.
Any last smoothie thoughts?
Be a hero to yourself and learn to make smoothies at home. That's the biggest takeaway of this journey for me personally is like I do love smoothies. I'm a Jamba girl at heart and it's maybe time to get the blender out again.
Yes.
And get a little creative in the kitchen.
That is, I think, a wonderful takeaway. I think also my biggest takeaway is I love where we're at in this genre of marketing where in order to promote a product, you have a smoothie that is entirely hard to come by. You can only get it at 8 locations in the entire world and they're all in California, in Los Angeles. And they're wildly overpriced. And it just, I love the marketing exercise. I think it's like, yes, we're in a recession and yes, this is a thing.
Great point. Carrie on Sexy Unique podcast pointed out at one of our shows that Erewhon smoothies, celebrity Erewhon smoothies are the new millions of milkshakes.
Yes. As someone who used to live down the street from that Santa Monica location, and I went when Jill Zarin was
not scooping. Jill.
Was scooping.
Wow.
That really hits.
What would the two niche... Like, I want us to have a Erewhon smoothie because I know that it would actually be really good.
Yes.
What would the two niche Erewhon smoothie be?
I think coffee related.
Yeah.
Chunkies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it would be something like this. It would be a coconut cream.
I love where your head's at.
A coffee.
Even more.
Banana. Coffee beans. Yes, coffee beans. Banana. Date.
Cold brew.
Some sort of mushroom to help with brain function.
L-theanine.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Powered by L-theanine, the show.
Could you put L-theanine and Mucuna pruriens in the same smoothie?
I don't know.
Or would they cancel each other out?
I'm not the one to ask. We need to get a naturopath in here to explain.
That might be this coffee. The Tunis coffee blast is also kind of sounding like a speedball, which I love. Like, I want it to be that as well.
It has to be that. And I'm also thinking, just because we are a trend show, maybe there's a microdose of psilocybin in there just to speak to the moment.
That's the mushroom element that we needed. There's a little bit of L-theanine, the psilocybin. Maybe I'll take it one step further, a psilocybin glaze, because I want the stripes. And I want the tie-dye design. So we need to, and it's hard to kind of coordinate with a brown chunky smoothie. Yeah. So maybe that needs to be, we would find a good glaze.
Yeah. But I think
it'd probably have to be white or creamy looking. Mm-hmm. Or a chocolatey kind of glaze on the inside.
I think with a date syrup glaze that would look chocolatey, but not as sugary and not as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the date syrup is microdosed with psilocybin.
I love this smoothie.
So this is the swirl. Yeah. I love it. I can't wait.
I think we could also throw probably a handful of spinach in there and no one would be the wiser, just to get some
greens
in the mix.
That's a power move. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Okay. Well, keep an eye out for that. I'm manifesting Erewhon trying to make things right.
You're lucky girl syndroming.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us for today's haul. We really need to hear your Erewhon Tonic Bar feedback. So hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok @this_is_too_niche.